Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Look, each week I ask you to remember, recollect, either a part of Melbourne or a part of Victoria. This week, your unofficial history of the ABC's Rip and Lee Studios, up for sale now in Gordon Street in Elsternwick. They saw everything. 7:30 in the TV news, Countdown, Mad as Hell, The Sea Change Bar, the first episodes of Spicks and Specks. Here are some of your memories, beginning with Sean McAuliffe.
There was a big costume department, and if you so chose, Raf, you could go in there and dress up in a lovely frock that had been worn 50 years before on some variety show. All that went away when it gradually got closed down.
My father worked at the Rip and Lee site for 30 years. Made us all very popular at school. It was lovely having a father, Raf, that loved going to work.
As soon as the ABC started up, they needed more space at Gordon Street, so they acquired land from the Rip and Lee historic house there.
But how did they do that? How did they persuade people?
Possibly acquired. A lot of controversy at the time.
It was called the Dream Factory, and it was a very good descriptor because it was just a bit of a magic place. It always had something going. There'd be dramas in 32, there'd be Ent in 31, there'd be boring old news in 33. So there was always someone in the canteen, you know, Ruth Cracknell or Molly chatting with the Uncanny X-Men. It was just very alive. It was fantastic.
Former studio director there, Janet Argall from the ABC. Robin in Lilydale bought tickets for Countdown at age 15. This text, accidentally did not purchase enough for two of my friends. Stranded outside the studio, me in tears. Suddenly, Molly Meldrum appeared, asked me what was wrong. I told him. Next thing I knew, we were in the studios watching the Uncanny X-Men. True story. Ever since, I love and worship Molly Meldrum. Oh, I love this text from Darren in Port Melbourne. About 20 years ago, I was lucky enough to fulfil a childhood dream. I was at the Rip and Lee Studios and I asked if I could see the studio where Adventure Island was filmed. Despite it being an empty room, for me, it was a special moment that I will never forget. Someone else texting, went to a taping of the Gillies Report, was amazed at the time to see the mirrors at either side of the audience. So it appeared that there were way more people there than in real life. But not everyone got to go. Listen to this texter. My dad worked at Gordon Street from 1960 until his retirement in the 80s, would not let me come and see Countdown live as he knew what was going on behind the scenes. This is a good text as well. Filming for Mad as Hell, delayed. I was starving. Sean McAuliffe came out and said, sorry, you must be hungry. I blurted out that I was starving. And he said, one moment, madame. And he got me a banana from his dressing room. He's a gentleman, Sean, isn't he? Many, like Jill, had parents working there. Dad was head of videotape during the 80s and 90s at Gordon Street. The raucous peacocks from Rip and Lee next door would come and mate on the tin roof of the department building. Got a bit tiresome. Just like the 6:50 p.m. phone calls at home when someone put the wrong episode of Bellbird to air. And Bron from Mentone has the souvenir to end all souvenirs. My mother was a media studies teacher in the 70s. She took me and my friend to Countdown with her tertiary students. It was one of the highlights of our teenage lives. We saw Skyhooks and were totally starstruck. We even stole the salt and pepper pots from the canteen because the Skyhooks members had used them. And I still have them. And that, Bron from Mentone and everybody else, is your unofficial history this week of the ABC's Rip and Lee Studios. David Astle spent decades recording a TV show.
Well,
at the
reruns
Street
were
Studios.
Spent decades, that's for sure. On the
what
TV
did you film
show.
There?
A show called Letters and Numbers, 2009
Scandalous. It's
through
an SBS
to
show.
2011. Yes, I know. We rented it from ABC. And in fact, we were in Studio 31, which was that infamous Countdown studio. I tell you what, if cement floors could talk, Raf.
Did you channel your inner Molly?
Oh, yeah, I did. In fact, when we did speak to the Prince Charles, I lost my tongue, lost my nerve, and lost my hat. It was, in fact, my daughter came down. She was about 10 at the time, and we did a tour of the building. And I think a couple of callers and texters have mentioned this. It was such a labyrinth of retro delight. There was even I don't know if anyone's mentioned the Foley artist room or the Foley room. And this was where all the sound effects were created. Oh, yeah. So in the days of Bell Bird, or when soundtracks were not reliant on sort of web fixes or sort of little audio.
There was
drums.
No web. You had to have a little catalogue, tape catalogue.
And there were shelves of coconuts to create the ponies and the Clydesdales and the horses. There were balloons to get that squeaky effect. There was even a heavy cistern lid. And I thought, what's the sort of top of a toilet doing on the middle of a studio floor? And that was to drag across to create either a dragon's breathing or a dead body being dragged. It had the perfect sound effect.
Oh, wow.
It was an amazing experience. And the other thing, too, that I remember very fondly was the shooting of Letters and Numbers coincided with a season of Phryne Fisher.
Oh, yes.
The murder mysteries. So consequently, the Phryne Fisher cast would often drop in and play the games. But one day I didn't realise it was the cast, and a whole lot of what I thought were soldiers had come in, and I thought there'd been some coup d'etat while we were mixing letters and doing equations. And they were obviously from the Phryne Fisher show, a whole bunch of extras.
Well, look, it's up for sale. If you want to buy it, apparently about $20 million. And you get a nice little pocket of land you can develop, built some flats near the railway station.
I wonder if the wig room comes with it. Because it was a wig room.
I don't think you get anything like that.
You're with Raph.